I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare.
We're going to start the show like we have been with the COVID update. Dr. Prather, what's happening with COVID worldwide?
The World Health Organization has said that this is the first week that they had a decrease. In the worldwide number of COVID cases. So it had been going up on a regular basis because of the Delta variant. Now, there are some areas of the world that are increasing, but as a majority, as you're looking at it, the numbers for the first time have actually decreased.
Worldwide. Well, that's good news.
So that's what's happening there.
What did the World Health Organization say about vaccinating under 18 years of age?
They said don't do it.
The World Health Organization.
World Health Organization came out and said there's no reason to vaccinate people under 18 because they aren't at risk for the COVID at any type of a high rate. Of course, you can always cherry pick and say, well, you know, that we did have one case here and one case there. But it's a very, very rare type of thing. More likely that, you know, they die from far more obscure types of things, even like a dog attack, than actually a COVID death. So under 18, World Health Organization came out and said vaccination is actually a waste. There's actually an increased risk for those who are under 18, and that the risk of getting the vaccine is actually greater than the benefit. And it's also a waste of vaccines. When you're talking about the number of people who've been vaccinated in Africa, is only
3%. 3% in all of Africa.
Yeah. So they're saying, hey, you know, this is a waste of materials that could be used in much more important types of cases and would actually be, you know, because we're really talking about a worldwide type of thing. You know, one of the things is that everybody's getting all upset about the unvaccinated in America. But basically, if somebody gets sick with a COVID in Africa, it's just as likely to spread over here. In other words, you don't stop the pandemic by getting 100% of the people in one area vaccinated. You see what I'm saying? It's more of a worldwide type of thing. And then the people who are most at risk are the ones who should be getting it. One of the biggest things is HIV is very big in Africa, and they really need the vaccination to protect themselves. And also, that's where the variants are actually being created, is in people who have immunocompromised type of symptoms in third world countries, and you're starting to get a lot of variants out of there. That's where they all came from. It wasn't created by the unvaccinated in the United States. Created by unvaccinated in Africa, India, and South America. That's where all the variants are coming from. And you're talking about people who have HIV, other immunocompromised type of diseases, and they carry around the infection for long periods of time. That should be the concentration if we're really trying to use the vaccines as a method of reducing the worldwide problems and the variants that come around. Americans aren't creating the variants. You see what I'm saying? So it's not really common sense or scientific sense to be doing it the way that we're doing. And especially people under 18, that shouldn't even be a consideration on whether they're getting vaccinated. The authorities, they say, listen to the science, and the science has spoken. Don't vaccinate people under 18.
That was the World Health Organization.
Right.
So what's happening in Britain right now with the COVID?
Well, Britain is pretty well vaccinated. For the people who are eligible to get vaccinated, they've gotten 80%, which is the magic number that's supposed to provide herd immunity. And they have actually determined that they're not going to vaccinate people 16 and younger, that it's a waste of vaccines. And also, again, it's something that has greater risk than benefit. And then also, the other thing is they decided to get rid of the passport, vaccine passport.
They're using it?
Well, the problem is that 80% of all the cases in Britain are now people who are vaccinated.
80% of all the COVID cases?
And the hospitalizations are vaccinated people. And it's the highest number that they've ever had. This is the same thing that happened in Israel. Mm-hmm. Israel is like 90% vaccinated, and their numbers have actually gone up, and so it has in Britain. So they haven't really followed the world trend on that, but they actually have, Israel and Britain have the highest numbers that they've ever had.
Of COVID cases.
They are vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
And they're finding that the people who actually are getting the COVID are the vaccinated people. Now, in Israel, the passports are renewed every 6 months. So they have started to, because they say things have kind of failed, that they're actually going to vaccinate more. So every 6 months, they're planning on vaccinating their population to try to keep this under control. Britain, because it's a conservative government, said, I think this is a stupid idea.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we need to try something else.
Hmm. Interesting.
Right. France has gone the other way, where they're pushing the passports and trying to lock everything down and make sure that everybody's vaccinated, but they don't have as high of a compliance rate as they did in Britain.
Mm-hmm.
So people are looking at this, trying to figure out which way they're going to go and how they're going to work with this and see what they can do. But those are two interesting situations.
Well, let's talk about what's the latest in Australia. What's happening there?
Australia has basically become a totalitarian government.
Wow.
They are arresting people for being unvaccinated. They're actually being not just like, hey, would you mind please coming with us? I mean, they're showing videos of people tackling people. They're charging groups of protesters who are nonviolent. They're shooting rubber bullets at them. It's become basically a dictatorial, totalitarian government and has shut down everything that's actually going on there. And they have actually said, well, this is what we give for giving up our guns.
Guns.
Yeah, because they said that there would be...
Why Australia? Yeah.
They have confiscated all the guns in 1996. They actually implemented that because they said we couldn't do this and have a clampdown like we're having if people were armed, mm-hmm. because people would be actually revolting at this point.
Hmm.
So it has become a totalitarian government where they're actually putting ankle bracelets on people who aren't vaccinated.
Wow.
And even if you are vaccinated, there's all sorts of restrictions. And the government is exercising the authority over the people, and people don't have any choices at this point.
Wow. And is this on mainstream, you know, are we hearing this in the news?
No. In Australia, it's big news, but they're censoring it like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's really crazy.
So what's the latest from the VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System?
Well, looking at the statistics on that, the total events right now on their latest numbers was 678,042.
That were reported.
Deaths were 14,667. Anaphylactic reactions, 5,625. Clinic visits, 106,836. Emergency treatment required for people who had gotten the vaccination. 78,865 were reported.
Now, is this worldwide?
Or no, this is the United States.
This is just the United States.
Just the United States. Hospital admissions required after getting the vaccination was 60,060.
Mm.
Bell's palsy, 7,247. Cardiac arrest, 3,261. Fainting and consciousness after the vaccination, 26,880. Miscarriages, 1,348. Most of the obstetrician gynecologists are actually not recommending getting the vaccine, mm-hmm. if you are pregnant. Neurological issues, 15,361. Stroke, brain embolism, 2,711. Vision impairment, 8,500. It goes on and on,
mm-hmm.
on everything that's going on with that.
And is this for public...
You can actually go there and bring it up.
Yeah, the VAERS, VAERS.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Dr. Prather, coming up next, we're gonna find out how the Voice of Health Radio podcast was censored. Holistic Integration is excited to announce the launch of our very own dietary and herbal supplement line, Stasis Supplements. Stasis Supplements are created to maximize our patients' experience of true health by bringing mind, body, and spirit back into alignment. Learn more about Stasis Supplements on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
the Voice of Health Wellness Tip featuring rapid release technology.
Yeah, we're going to talk about this rapid release technology, or RRT. It's our secret weapon, like to say. It's non-surgical, drug-free treatment option.
Sure.
It's FDA registered high-speed vibration device. It was developed in 2010.
Actually by a chiropractor.
It's a pioneered high-speed vibration therapy. It's focused on the relief of soft tissue problems affecting nerves, muscles, tendons, and ligaments.
There's a lot of different ways that you can get adhesions and scar tissue and different things released. A lot of it can actually be very painful to achieve. And it's one of the things that is not well treated at all in the disease care model up until this point. What they were able to do is come up with a concept of a vibrational instead of a mechanical. It's vibrating at a frequency that they found breaks up tissue that is abnormal. So it actually starts to change it, melt it away. When it does that, then allows the body to go in there and lay down normal tissue that is fully functioning. The good illustration on that is an opera singer who can sing, and you've got that fine crystal starts to vibrate, and it vibrates at a higher frequency, even to the point where it can even crack. What you're doing with this rapid release is you're creating a vibration, and that doesn't harm normal tissue. As a matter of fact, it actually heals it, gets more circulation, and makes it better functioning. But abnormal tissue, it actually breaks up, and then it helps the body to dissipate it.
Relax muscles and release aches, pains, and tension through Rapid Release's high-speed vibration therapy. Experience the benefits of rapid release therapy by scheduling an appointment at Holistic Integration. And to purchase your own, go to our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Click on the Rapid Release banner and enter code PRATHER, P-R-A-T-H-E-R, for a $100 discount for the Voice of Health Radio listeners.
Leah Wilson, Executive Director and Co-Founder of Stand for Health Freedom.
Whatever happens at the university level and the healthcare level will be a blueprint for the rest of society. We currently have a campaign going asking our lawmakers to come back into session to close the loopholes that allow discrimination based on our healthcare decisions. A lot of people wonder, like, how can they force us to do things? We have a constitution. And the encouraging thing is that people are challenging this issue. Groups are coming together, and that's what it requires, is getting organized, unifying with a message. We have a campaign in Indiana right now. If you text in and you text the number 50457 with the word Hoosier, then you will get a link to take action on this campaign. We are all affected by this issue. Ultimately, how this issue is decided will affect each of us and will affect what we accept as Hoosiers. So take action on that campaign and share it with your friends and family.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
Well, we're joined by our producer, Michael, right now to tell a story of what happened this past week. Michael, is it true that The Voice of Health Radio was actually banned?
Unbelievably, yes. Now, I remember before, I teased you, and this was probably early on in our relationship, and it was you and Dr. Prather did a show on sexual health, and I don't know if you remember this, but me trying to be funny, I later sent you an email that week and said, way to go, Lisa, now I've got to deal with the FCC investigation after your indecent sex show on the radio. Now you know 90% of what I email you is total nonsense, and just ignore it. At the time, you actually replied, wait, really?
No. I took you serious back then.
And, oh, not anymore. But and unbelievably, the Voice of Health Radio got censored this past week. And the thing was, my day started so great because another patient at your office got me a massage gift certificate. So I came in for one of your great 60-minute massages in your relaxing spa. What a wonderful gift for anybody out there listening to give to a loved one or even yourself. I was so relaxed. I was so relaxed. When I got home, I thought, you know what? I'm probably going to go to bed early tonight. I'm so just feeling great. And then I got the email and found out they had taken down the entire podcast of the Voice of Health Radio because someone complained about the August weekend of August 21st edition that was titled COVID-19 Vaccines. Are they safe and effective? Well, all of a sudden I realized I'm not going to bed early. I'm going to war. It's one of those situations, you know, when I started in radio at the age of 16, of course it was more political in nature, so I was used to getting in trouble and causing trouble. I mean, as a 16-year-old, 3 weeks into my 10 years as a radio host, my boss is coming into the radio studio saying, I've got a letter here from a chief of staff of a congressman who's upset at something you said on the radio, and I'd like for you to respond to it on the air. And then I read and realized, well, everything I said was true and I could back it up. And I thought, oh, I've got this guy. By the way, he had to retire the very next year. And so I was used to that. I mean, even at starting at the age of 17, I got death threats when I was on the radio. I actually, when I got the opposition, part of me looked forward to it because I knew it meant I was over the target. And I was hitting right. And so it's been such a joy producing The Voice of Health, which is not a political show. You never bring a political agenda in here. Your only agenda is the same agenda that you've had for over 30 years of practice, trying to make people healthier. This is what you do all day long, every day. And they're trying to censor you. Me, I understand if they're trying to censor health information. This show, COVID-19 Vaccines, Are They Safe and Effective, was based on patients asking Dr. Prather questions and people calling into your office who listen on the radio. That is, you're just answering patient questions. And some, pardon me, but keyboard commie at one of the podcast services decided, oh no, we don't like that, and tried to have you banned. So I look into this complaint and, you know, find out what happened. They first lied and said that there was a challenge on international copyright violation.
International copyright?
Yeah, as if you use somebody else's intellectual property or something like that. And I'm like, no, that's a... And so I'm challenging them. I'm like, no, there was nobody's intellectual property used. So they finally sent me the original complaint email. It was a form letter from a group called Spotify, which is a podcasting service. Now, here's the funny part. I did not even know The Voice of Health Radio was on Spotify. We have never promoted it during the show. We talk about Apple Podcasts. We talk about TuneIn Radio. We talk about Stitcher. This one, I didn't even know we were on it. I have never been on Spotify. They sent in, someone from Spotify sent in this little form email and said that that show was taken down because it violated their terms of service. Well, I looked at their terms of service. They're so vague. There was nothing specific. They never said, hey, someone said this and we disagreed with it. That I wouldn't have even minded because I could have very easily engaged with someone and backed up everything Dr. Prather said by sending them the scientific studies and the data to back it up. But we don't live in that environment anymore where there's any discussion, there's any debate, there's any reason. We just live in a cancel culture. I don't like it, so we're not only going to remove it from our platform, they tried to take down our podcast hosting service so we couldn't send out the show on any podcast platform. Now, to give people an idea of what that means, an example, it would be like if somebody didn't want to get a phone call from you anymore and they blocked your number, but not only that, they called the phone company and tried to get your phone canceled so you can't call anyone else from now on. That's the nature of this. In this technology tyranny that we're living in today, even trying to battle this and say, hey, I can answer anything, there's no forum for that. There's no, you're not even having a chance to face your accuser or even go through things. They simply told me, you have to take down the offending episode before we restore your podcast. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to delete that for about 5 seconds just to get the podcast back up. And then we're going to get a new podcast hosting service. And so that's what happened. You were down for about 4 days. And it's one of those situations where one of the things I used to tease about on the air is different things going on in government. I used to say things like, this is a situation that I don't know whether to laugh, cry, or cuss.
Mm-hmm.
And the laughter part is this. Because the podcast was down, your show where Dr. Prather is talking about the need to have empathy toward those who disagree with us.
That was our next week's show.
That was the one we could not post. And Dr. Prather's talking about empathy in all of this. And he's talking about the need to pray for our country's leaders, even if we're disagreeing with them. And I joked with you after the show, and I said, I want you both to know, I pray for our country's leaders every day. It's usually from Psalm 109, verse 8. Which says, may his days be few and another take his office. And you had a great response to that.
What did I can't even remember what I said.
Oh, you responded by saying, well, we didn't say what to pray.
Yeah, that's true.
So Dr. Prather, after that show, is asking me, goes, so what did you think? And I'm like, Dr. Prather, I am so blessed to have my doctor in you that has that type of empathy and compassion for people, no matter what their political beliefs are, mm-hmm. no matter what their position is on anything regarding COVID, your only concern is them and their health improving and helping them. And I wouldn't want to change that for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I, on the other hand, however, believe right now, I'm more of a clearing the temple courts with Jesus kind of a mentality. And so what's the key word of the Voice of Health Radio? Homeostasis, about putting things in balance. So between Dr. Prather calling for empathy and me wanting to clear the temple with Jesus, I think we've achieved a pretty good homeostasis. Uh-huh. So that's the part that made me want to laugh. The second part, whether you want to know whether to laugh, cry, or cuss, there are tears in the heart because I'm thinking, is this where our country is? Mm-hmm. The stories I'm hearing on a daily basis from people, and I'm spoiled because I'm a patient of Dr. Prather's. Mm-hmm. I don't have to deal with those kind of battles. And I hear from people across the country, and some of the things going on in our healthcare system is horrific. People trying to say, listen, we've looked at the studies, we've come to determination of what's best for us and our families. And they're being told, you don't have options.
Mm-hmm.
And then not only that, we're now at a stage in our country, we can't even sit down and reason together and say, well, let's look at the scientific data. Let's look at the scientific studies. Let's look at what's going on right now, and let's try to figure out what works best. We're not even at that. If you say something that someone, a keyboard commie at Spotify, doesn't like, the tech tyrants are simply going to say, we're taking you down. By the way, Spotify has done this to Dr. Mercola. They have done it to Dennis Prager of Prager University. They have done it to multiple others. And so I guess we're in good company.
Mm-hmm. So we made the big leagues, huh?
You sure did. And so that part makes me weep to see what mm-hmm. was going on in our country. And then there's the part whether you don't know whether to laugh, cry, or cuss. Well, this is where, and don't worry, ladies and gentlemen listening, you don't have to reach for the dial. I'm not going to cuss, and I'm pretty sure Lisa's not, right?
No.
Oh, okay. Good. Get us banned again, Lisa. And so I think there's a righteous anger mm-hmm. that we should have right now on what's going on in our country. And on this, I had a righteous anger about this because it's representative of what's going on in our healthcare system and in our political system today. And frankly, it's un-American, it's unconstitutional, it's uncalled for.
Mm-hmm.
For me, there isn't a time that I first came into your office after a year in an induced coma. Mm-hmm. Dr. Prather saved my life. And there isn't a time that I don't come into your office and I think about how grateful I am mm-hmm. for him, for you, for your staff. And there's also not a day that I don't think how I wish I got here 9 months earlier mm-hmm. before I lost my voice or ability to walk. And I think about that. And in this case, I'm like, who are you trying to censor here? The Taliban is allowed to have a Twitter account right now. We have an internet that is an absolute cesspool filled with pornography. That doesn't get censored. Who are you censoring? You're censoring the very people that every single day, all day long for 30 years, is focused on helping patients to turn their lives around. And one of the cool parts of being a patient here is sitting in the waiting room and hearing other patients' stories. So many of us have the same story. Been everywhere, tried everything. This was the last hope. And to see that we're still here, we're still alive, things have gotten turned around because we're here. And I'm thinking, you don't want to be censoring these people. Mm-hmm. You want to be highlighting these people, especially right now during a pandemic, because what you do in your office through structure function care, you're taking a patient's lab work individually and building up their immune systems. That is exactly the solution for any type of pandemic. Mm-hmm. And when you have hospitals and doctor's offices, when they diagnose someone saying, well, we really don't have a lot to offer you right now, that's frightening. Mm-hmm. And then not only are they saying, we don't have anything that can really that we can really offer you to treat you right now, but we don't want you to be able to discuss other options.
And that's the whole thing. Physician means educator.
Absolutely.
And that is when we started the show, we want to educate people.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I've always been proud of the work that you and Dr. Prather do on this show. I'm proud of every show you've ever done, but especially in the past couple of years during this pandemic, I'm telling you right now, the American people have either received flat out inaccurate information mm-hmm. or been flat out lied to many times mm-hmm. by media, by government officials, by even supposed healthcare experts in the past couple of years. What information that you show every single week over the past 18 months plus, that stands up to anyone else out there right now. I am so proud of what you've produced. And I know you have heard that feedback from people saying those COVID-19 updates mean a lot to them. It calms them. It gives them information that they can trust and solutions on how to build up their body's immune system and build up their health. And I'm like, these are the people you're trying to censor. These are the people you need to be highlighting. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't just on our podcast. That very same week, we end up, got an email from your marketing person saying that you've noticed she suspects Facebook has been throttling down mm-hmm. and secretly censoring a lot of your posts because you dare to mention COVID-19. And one of the things that she cited was the radio promos that I write saying that this week we're going to have a COVID-19 update to open the show. And I'm thinking to myself, so how do I rewrite that and not mention COVID-19 because you really are doing a COVID-19 update mm-hmm. to open the show? What am I supposed to call it? A hemorrhoid update because somebody at Spotify and Facebook are going to get butt hurt because you talk about it? I mean, this is ridiculous. Uh-huh. This type of censorship. Mm-hmm. And so, by the way, we're getting ourselves a brand new podcast hosting service. We've already changed on the website. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you go to thevoiceofhealthradio.com right now and you look at our media player and you see the show that has been renamed The Banned Episode, COVID-19 Vaccines, Are They Safe and Effective? Boy, that'd be a real shame if those of you who haven't heard that banned show, COVID-19 Vaccines, Are They Safe and Effective? It would be a real shame if you heard that. And it would be a real shame if you all then went and shared that with your friends and family. The Banned Episode, COVID-19, you go ahead and try to cancel us. We're going to get more ears on this than ever before. Mm. That's the best revenge.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Michael, we appreciate you make our job so easy.
Aww.
You know, we do this show. We send everything to you. You do your magic. And we just appreciate when you add to the show and you're on like today. And I know this is something you wanted to share, and we didn't have to worry about it. You lost sleep, and we slept. Thank you.
Well, again, it's because of what you've done for me and what I've seen what you do for your patients every day this is personal to mm-hmm. me. And so when they mess with you, they got to go through me first. And so they're not doing that. But I felt that our listeners needed to know this because it's also an attack on our listeners. Because these are people trying to prevent you from having information that will help you and your family and in your health right now. And we need to stand up against this.
Thank you, Michael.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
Laughter is the best medicine.
That was the only time I would ever see a doctor is when I bring my kids in. Sometimes I'd try and horn in on a pediatric appointment. The doctor would be like, how's little Mikey doing? Mikey's good. He's good. He's a little worried about this mole I have on my arm. Yeah, I explained to Mikey that I've always had the mole, but Mikey thinks it might have changed colors. Jim, would you like to make an appointment? No, it's Mikey. He just needs a thumbs up or a thumbs down on the mole. I know Mikey doesn't want to play the Hippocratic Oath card, but you have to tell us, don't you?
The Voice of Health Minute with Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration.
So how can we measure our immune resistance?
The best way is through lab tests. People will get sick and say, I thought I was healthy. Well, right. If you don't test, you don't know. And most of the people aren't having thorough tests. You're talking about blood work, finding out about your gut health, your mineral balance. All those types of things play a very big role in measurement of your overall health. There are a lot of things that can be done to actually bring the immune system back into line. If the endocrine system isn't working right, your immune system isn't going to be working right. Are you too toxic on your liver? If you're carrying too much toxins, then you're more likely to get an infection. And as you can get those things balanced out, people actually start to feel better. The fatigue starts to go mm-hmm. away. That also means that your immune system is working stronger and you're much more able to resist any type of infection.
Schedule your appointment at Holistic Integration, 317-848-8048. Holistic Integration, restoring hope. Are you experiencing muscle pain or tightness anywhere on your body? Try the Rapid Release Therapy Pro 2. The Pro 2 is a targeted high-speed vibration therapy device used by medical professionals to quickly relieve a wide variety of aches and pains on their patients, as well as themselves, their friends, and their families. Safe, effective, and easy to use, this professional quality medical device uses a patent treatment head with 5 built-in heads, giving you the versatility to treat small bony surfaces, such as fingers, wrists, and ankles. Powerful enough to quickly relax the tightest hips on professional athletes and everything in between. Unlike the low-speed percussive devices, rapid-release therapy delivers for sensitive areas like joints, neck, and ankles safely and comfortably and provides the raw power your larger muscle groups need. Go to our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Click on the rapid-release banner and enter code PRATHER for a $100 discount for the Voice of Health Radio listeners. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
Health choices. Who chooses? That's what we're titling the next two segments. I'm going to talk about Dr. Prather, what is meant by this title?
It's an important thing to discuss. Who makes the decisions on your health? Mm-hmm. You know, who should have the final say? Is it the state? Is it personal? Is it your doctor? Who is actually should have the final say in your health and what kind of decisions are made according to that? And that's an important discussion that's actually come up with all this. Mm-hmm. Does the state have the right to determine your health choices?
Well, let's talk about that. Should the state dictate health?
Well, there are an awful lot of people who actually consider that as an important type of thing. An important number is that 56% of all Democrats think that the number one issue in the United States, the biggest threat to the welfare of this country, is the unvaccinated.
56%.
56% of Democrats actually believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly enough, the Republicans, it was basically zero. They didn't put that as the major problem,
mm-hmm.
even in the top five.
Wow, that's a big difference.
There's a very big disconnect on that.
Yes.
So, you know, as they're saying that the unvaccinated, one of the things is, do we have individual rights?
Mm-hmm.
Or is this purely a social? In other words, the society can dictate to you what are your health choices.
Mm-hmm.
Can society actually say to you, no, this is how you're going to live. This is the way you're going to, what you're going to take into your body. This is the way that it's going to be, and you have no say in it.
Mm.
Because 56% of us voted that said you don't have a choice.
Mm-hmm. So should a patient control their own health?
Well, you know, that's one of the things that, you know, obviously if people have certain types of exemptions,
mm-hmm.
mental health. Matter of fact, the Psychiatric Society has actually decided that not getting vaccinated qualifies as a mental health disease.
Mm. Wow. Really?
So that's one of the things that they're actually proposing. Mm-hmm. And moving towards. So people who do have mental health issues, who are no longer capable of making health decisions, there are those. And of course, people who are underage can't make their own health choices. But we have a system in here where the United States actually believes in individual rights and that the majority can't override an individual's rights.
Mm-hmm.
And that is actually being challenged at this point. And it is something that we need to make clear what the debate is. You know, it's not just vaccinated versus unvaccinated at this point. But once they can actually make that decision on whether you get vaccinated or unvaccinated, that opens up, basically you set a precedent.
Mm-hmm.
And that precedent is basically that the state can determine what you do with your health.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes that power away from you. And even those who are very, very pro-vaccine at this point say that this is really the answer and truly believe it. And they might be right.
Mm-hmm.
But if you set that type of precedent, there will come a day where you have, your choice is no longer valid.
Mm-hmm.
On your health. But then you have to actually give that up to the state. And the state, is once it establishes that precedent, will not give that up. Anytime that you've given anything to the state will take it and hold on to it and make it a, in the history of our country, they have never backed off on anything that they've taken control over.
Mm-hmm. So what role should your doctor play?
Well, that's one of the things that even like Biden said, you know, ask your doctor about getting the vaccination.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as it was pointed out in several liberal newspapers, is that, oh, that may not be a good idea because a lot of the doctors are actually saying don't get the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
That's mm-hmm. a very common type of thing. Matter of fact, they're finding that 85% of all women who are pregnant are not getting the vaccine. And the consensus on that is because their physicians, their obstetricians are saying, don't get the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
But the state is actually overriding even the doctors. So there are different types of social media, things where doctors actually get on there and only doctors are allowed and discuss healthcare. And one of the things that's been a very common type of topic and people have been able to openly discuss is the whole process on whether people should be getting vaccinated or not, problems that they're having, and all about the COVID-19. And it has been shut down.
Mm.
Many of these social media mm-hmm. programs have actually been, one, looked at. People have actually been brought before medical boards because they're not following the state guidelines. And people have lost their licenses over what they've discussed with other doctors on what their feelings were.
So should doctors be able to disagree with the state?
As a matter of fact, doctors should be able to disagree with other doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And science is constantly a give and take type of thing. And it's that type of thing that actually produces the true science. If the state, if there is no longer a debate on the state of healthcare, we no longer have science ruling the healthcare, because science is actually based on a dialogue where things are challenged.
Mm-hmm.
And it is no longer science at that point, and we no longer have a medical science healthcare, but what we have is a state-controlled healthcare that is determined by the few elite who have an agenda that we may not agree with.
So what are the consequences of state control over liberty?
Well, we've seen it before in the past. That's called a totalitarian government.
Mm-hmm.
Totalitarian governments are not usually really beneficial for the people. I've never heard of a totalitarian government that was good for the population.
Mm-hmm.
All totalitarian governments are anti-rights of the individual and are oppressive and cause harm to the public. What our founding fathers realized is that the state is the enemy of the people. The only reason that we as the people have a state is because it's a necessary evil. It is never really a good thing to give complete power. People have to have control over the state so that they keep it in check. Otherwise, an unchecked state becomes a totalitarian government, and you're going to talk about persecution and an erosion of our lifestyle and our liberty.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Prather. We'll be back. More on health choices. Who chooses?
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
The Voice of Health Wellness Tip, featuring Stasis Supplements from Holistic Integration.
Hello, friends. This is Kira, your functional health coach and master herbalist. Today, I am here to talk to you about our weight loss package at Holistic Integration and featuring Stasis Supplements. So this package is incredible for jumpstarting a weight loss protocol because it addresses the various aspects of a healthy body composition. There are products to regulate digestion and promote healthy bowel movements with pre and probiotics. This package also supports weight loss at the microbiome level. It includes thermogenic elements, which help the body actually heat up and burn more calories, and a blood sugar stabilizer that keeps your body from experiencing extreme blood sugar spikes. It includes Garcinia. It includes a probiotic, a whole food fiber, Stasis Guarana, green tea extract, a blood sugar stabilizer, and 10 injections for weight loss. This package usually runs over $300, but because we are so excited to bring you Stasis Supplements, this package is going for $249.90.
Kira, when can a person expect to see results from taking the products within the weight loss package?
I would say most people, they begin to notice results within 4 weeks. This package is really wonderful because it focuses on many different components of weight loss, making it super efficient and effective. So inside of the package, we have organic fiber and a clinical strength citrus extract, both that serve as appetite suppressants. We have specifically targeted probiotics for a healthy gut microbiome, and that actually helps minimize food cravings and it supports proper digestive function. There's green tea and guarana extracts that encourage the body to burn more fat. Then there is a blood sugar regulator, which is great for a healthy hormone balance in relation to weight loss. And then lastly, of course, there are the homeopathic injections, and those just really help supercharge the entire package by supporting weight loss on a systemic level. Because we have every avenue of weight loss addressed within this package, people typically notice results fairly quickly. So when it does come to seeing results, we do recommend you find a consistent exercise and dietary regimen that works for you. As we are a holistic practice, we believe that those components are equally as important.
Learn more about Stasis supplements by going to our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com or schedule an appointment with one of our holistic integration functional health coaches for a supplement and nutrition program uniquely tailored just for you. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Stasis supplements from Holistic Integration, restoring hope. It's time for you to consider a new direction for heart treatment. We are now accepting a limited number of patients for cardiac services through Holistic Heart. For an all-inclusive price of just $495, your Holistic Heart onboarding exam includes an exam with our staff cardiologists, an autonomic nervous system test, an EKG, a spirometry breathing test, and a full body scan, and a customized plan of care for our cardiac services, with each patient's program completely unique and individualized. These tests done in other offices or at hospitals are often billed to insurance for thousands of dollars. So offering you a flat, self-pay cost for all these key diagnostics helps you to minimize out-of-pocket cost and get a clear idea of what treatments you will benefit from most. Schedule your appointment at Holistic Heart, 317-848-8048, or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Don't stop! You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. Well, we're talking about health choices, food chooses. And at Holistic Integration, our care, our model is structure, function, healthcare. And how does that model, Dr. Prather, work with a patient's choice?
It's an important type of aspect on that, because we actually have worked to integrate the disease care and the structure function care so that in a primary care type setting, so that we can provide those choices for people. Mm-hmm. Now, we don't provide the disease care, but then we refer over for that. Mm-hmm. We have a belief that 80% of all care should be structure function care and 20% should be disease care. We obviously don't want to throw out the benefits of disease care, but we do want to provide the benefit of structure function care. And, you know, as we look at that, we spend the most amount of money of any country in the entire world on healthcare. But out of 35 industrialized countries, we rank as 35th on outcome.
Really? Wow.
So we spend the most and have the least effective care. And the reason is, in our opinion, and actually in quite a few other people's opinion, mm-hmm. is because it's completely disease care model. Disease care is not designed to operate on its own. It really needs the structure function basis on that to really work. Now, we're not against the benefits of disease care. Mm-hmm. We believe in it, and we refer to that quite a bit and encourage people to actually get them. Mm-hmm. But we also realize the things that it can't do. Now, as we're looking at that, having an understanding of what structure function care and what disease care is a very basic part of this.
Yeah.
Structure function care is where we help to get the body into what's called homeostasis. Homeostasis is basically a balance of the body, both structurally with chiropractic and other different types of means, and then also functionally with physiological changes, where we're using natural types of products in a beneficial means to balance out the blood work, hair analysis, GI stool kit, to get people into a healthier mode. That balance, that homeostasis, is the definition of health. So structure function is providing health to an individual. Disease care is a set of symptoms that are put together and then given a name. Mm-hmm. Those symptoms are controlled by pharmaceuticals and surgery. to provide the relief of the patient, and oftentimes can be life-saving and very important in many types of instances. Mm-hmm. But it is never designed to make a person or a population healthier. It always takes someone further away from homeostasis. If it doesn't, it can't be classified as a pharmaceutical. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense then that we can't rely on disease care to solve our healthcare crisis. No one denies that we are in a healthcare crisis and the healthcare system is fixed. What they don't realize is you cannot fix the disease care model to fix the problem, because the disease care model, as a soul type of standing type of thing, is the problem.
Mm-hmm. So what is involved in an integrated approach?
Well, again, it's a look at the situation, mm-hmm. you know, and you find out where the physiology is off, where the structure's off, where the homeostasis is out of balance, and then work to fix it, and then prove that you've actually done it. The other thing is you're looking at the situation and say, hey, is this actually something that requires a pharmaceutical or surgical intervention? And many times in severe cases, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And we make sure that that's done. So it's a coordination. So in our office, we have medical doctors, nurse practitioners, chiropractors, acupuncturists, herbalists, nutritionists, and it's a combination of them working together in collaboration to determine what is the best course for an individual. Then, that's where the choice comes in, mm-hmm. is we give a lot more choices to patients than if they were actually just going along one model, especially the disease care. I can't tell you how many people have come into our office who said, I've been through 5 different clinics. I've been to Mayo, I've been to Cleveland, been to Johns Hopkins, and they have nothing for me, mm-hmm. because they don't have a pharmaceutical to handle my symptoms. Or they've been handling my symptoms, but I'm still getting sicker, mm-hmm. which is a normal type of thing to occur. We can give far more options than a practice that doesn't have the structure function basis. Also, we're not just limited to structure function, but then we also have the disease care model that we can refer to and understand when that's necessary. Mm-hmm. So we are able to give people the options on how to approach it. And if they choose one different type of model, what would be the best course of action for them and how we can help them out the best.
And also we give them choice. Even we present the treatment plan, we present, you know, the supplementation, and they have choices.
Again, we believe in liberty of the individual. Mm-hmm. We believe that people, even if I disagree with their choice, mm-hmm. I respect their choice and help them to design what's going to be the best that they feel comfortable with.
Yeah. We have 1 minute left, Dr. Prather. What should people do to preserve their health freedoms?
Well, one of the things that we belong to is Stand for Health Freedom, mm-hmm. which is something that they can look up, and I highly encourage people to join. I also really encourage people to not to put up with people who are actually trying to infringe on their rights. One of the things is that people should be resisting. We should not make this easy for the intrusion of a trampling of our healthcare rights. Mm-hmm. We should resist on every type of aspect on this and make it as difficult as possible to actually enforce any type of state control over our health system. And joining together into a group is much stronger than being an individual.
Right, right. And that, again, is Stand for Health Freedom. You go to their website. Very helpful, very informative. Well, thank you, Dr. Prather, as always.
Thank you, Lisa.
Holistic Integration is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.